the founder of Silsila Naqshbandiya Mujaddidiyya, the Naqshbandi Mujaddidi order, Hazrat Imami Rabbani, Hazrat Sheikh Ahmad Mujaddad Al-Afthani Rahmatullah Alayh, the reviver after 1,000 years, he stated, rather he didn't just say, he, Rahmatullah, to one of his students, one of his murids, he gave nasiha, advice, in his maktubat, in his writings. The walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, in their speech, there are words that contain ilham, inspiration, divine inspiration. Their words, their statements, their discourse for the human being is a cure for the human beings. And especially paying regard to when a sheikh, a teacher, waliyallah, when he gives nasiha to a murid, to a student, then totally it's the connection to Allah, because Allah Ta'ala knows that the sheikh, the teacher, he wants to do tarbiyah of the student, he wants to reform, improve the student. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps, assists the sheikh, enables him and inspires him, and from his tongue, speech, such words emanate with the permission of Allah, which for that murid, that student, which are beneficial for that individual, that student. So this regularly occurs. The mashayikh, the honorable mashayikh, when they say something from their blessed speech statements, then the murid, the student, they are addressing him with the from the angle of nasi advice, but in reality it's a very big message from Allah Ta'ala. And the second thing is that when a person, a friend of Allah, and obviously this is Mujaddad we are speaking about, his statement, his speech, his effect, impact is unique, brilliant. There are two things here. One, that his statement that he is saying to the murid, the student, the sheikh is speaking, and subhanAllah, sometimes these words and statements, the person who's been given nasiha, the murid, the student, it's specifically sometimes for that person. So obviously if the murid, he hears, he's been given that advice, but those things that come out, like for example they come in the maktub, in the writings, the nasiha, the advice, that means that the words of ilham are not just for that individual, not just for his islah, reformation, rather in reality that word has spread, means shared, and that's for every insan, human being, who wants to reform and improve himself, especially those salikin, students who are attached to this silsila, this order, who have a connection, for them it is very valuable indeed. They are precious pearls, jewels. That's why, for this reason, nasiha, in the beginning words of the nasiha, are like to present it in your service. And the subject, if we think about it, is not something very specific, but it's very deep, meaning Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani Rahmatullah Alayhi, may Allah have mercy on him, via his student who he gave this advice to, he's given nasiha to us, because we have a spiritual connection with him, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, because we have a connection with this silsila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until we die, may he give us ikhlas, sincerity with this silsila, allow us to be attached to this silsila and to benefit from this. May Allah save us from the shar, the evil of nafs and shaitan. Ameen. So Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani Rahmatullah said that in the short life, in the short temporary life, do kathir of dhikr, abundance of dhikr, and save your heart from sins, and have fikr for this, concern for this. Subhanallah. This is the nasiha, the advice that Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani Rahmatullah gave to his student. If we look at the depth of this advice, such a fantastic piece of advice. As I said, that the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah, mashayikh, their words are ilham, divine inspiration, and in accordance with Quran and Hadith, first and foremost, the statement that Hazrat gave as nasiha to his student, rahmatullah, that he has explained the reality of this world, which is present in Hadith, It matches with the Hadith, the statement of the wali, that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that I swear by Allah, in other words, he swore, he gave the oath in the name of Allah. يَقُولُ اللَّهِ, he said, I swear by Allah, that this dunya, this world, I swear by Allah that this dunya, the reality of this world in comparison to the hereafter is like if a person, if he puts his finger into the water and he wants to see when he brings his finger back out that how much water came out of that, the vessel or wherever he puts his finger in, and he takes the finger out, the amount of water on his finger compared to the water that he put his finger into. Same example. So concise but deep meaning. That this life that we have, that this life, there's no yaqeen, there's no guarantee. This is what Hazrat said in the beginning. There's no guarantee in this short temporary life. It's not strong, it's not robust. A sudden jolt and a person passes away. Now look, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, I'm speaking, a person, whilst we're speaking, maybe somebody will pass away. The death will come. So this life is not strong. It's not on a strong foundation. It's temporary. It is short in period. So short that there's no guarantee how long the life will be. That when will the candle go out? When the flame go out? You sleep in the night, might not get up in the morning. There are two points mentioned in the hadith various times. And in both here, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that when you put the water, your finger into the water, and the amount of water that comes out onto your finger, compare that to the rest of the water left behind, that's the period of this life in this world. And in reality, every mu'min hears this message and believes this message as well. But the defect inside us is that we accept, we listen, but we don't do amal on this. We never, with regards to this world, we never have thought that it is weak, nor have we thought it is temporary. Our actions prove this. Yes, the two points that Hazrat Mujahid Thani said, that this dunya is weak and it's temporary. We are so occupied in this world, in all the matters of the world, we're so busy that we cannot imagine how busy we are in the matters of the world. Our busyness in the world proves this, that how much certainty do we have on this teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, that this world is weak, it is not strong in foundation, and it's short and concise, temporary. If we believe this, we'd practice according to this. So the first thing is that we need to compare ourselves. Such a great statement, the Quran and Hadith contain this as well. Tarbiyah wise, the mashayikh, our teachers, explain this to us as well. So what we realize and learn is that nafs and shaitan, desires and the devil, and the taste of dunya have put a veil in front of this reality for us to understand that our life is weak and short. If this veil was to be removed, we were to understand that life is temporary and life is on a weak platform. Yes, it's not strong, the basis of this world. Then in reality, if we really believe this, then our lifestyle will be different. But in reality, we've been given this hint, direction. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he gave nasiha to his student and the message be shared with us, the reason for this, what's the reason that we run after this weak and temporary dunya? It's mal, it's weakness, it's a weak understanding that we don't understand this point. So now, the cure has been given as well. Hazrat advised the solution, what? That worry about the sins and worry about the sins from your heart by doing abundance of dhikr. That an action, if you do this action, look at the benefits, how many have been explained. That for this, to understand the reality of life, what should we do? Kathira dhikr. Dhikr in abundance, high quantity. High quantity. Yes, this life which is temporary, which is weak, not strong, what should we do to get away from this? Is that we need to make our heart free from the sins. We need to eliminate the sins from our heart, because when sins are implemented, they attach to the heart, then we don't see this world as temporary, this life is temporary, and nor do we see this world as weak, on a weak platform. That's why we run after the dunya. We give our all for the dunya. So the heart, our hearts, we need to purify our hearts, save our hearts from the sins. We need to protect our heart. This is the nasiha to the murids from the sheikh. That fine, we have to live in this world, we have to interact with the world, we get busy in the world, but this is wrong. because the hadith, it tells us that this is not the reality. The lifestyle should be different. To fulfill the needs of the world, we need to correct our hearts. We need to save our hearts from sins. Save your hearts from sins. In other words, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. The way that sins are embedded in our hearts, and then Jahannam has come close to us. So how should we save ourselves? By doing dhikr kathir, abundance of dhikr, lots of dhikr, lots of dhikr. First point is that when a person does dhikrullah kathira, high quantity, nasiha being given by Hazrat Mujaddad al-Thani, when we remember Allah all the time, as much as possible, the first thing is the heart, your heart will be saved from the sins. Automatically Allah has instilled the effect into dhikr, his dhikr. Allah has put his quality and feature and effect that slowly, slowly, or quickly, possibly, over time, doesn't matter how long it takes, but the dhikr of Allah will eliminate the love of the world from the heart. It will eliminate the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in his dhikr, in his remembrance, put this brilliant effect. In other words, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullah alayhi is praising and defining the effect of dhikr. That to purify the heart, to remove the sins from the heart, to save the heart from sins, to save the heart from sins, that our life at the moment, we see it as very valuable and precious. So what we should do to understand the relative life is do dhikrullah kathira, high quantity, regular dhikr. As much as possible, dhikrullah. Always make yourself busy and occupied in dhikrullah. Your tongue should be doing dhikrullah. Your heart should be doing dhikrullah. Always. Always. So if we do dhikr, it's stated, then before that what will happen? So when you do dhikr, firstly your heart will be protected. When your heart is protected, then the human being will be saved from the sins. And what's the second thing the Hazrat gave the nasiha, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Fthani rahmatullahi alayhi, that to also you should have fikr, concern for saving your heart from the sins. So fikr, concern, contemplation, thinking, pondering. When this is devoid from the heart, because in this world we are extremely occupied and busy. We are busy in the world. Due to being busy in the world, a person then neglects fikr from the sins. Concern of sins. Because then he loses out from the real fikr. What we should really be worried about all day long and thinking, contemplating, pondering and avoiding. For example, a person, he has to pay the bill. A house bill, electricity bill, let's say. And the fikr he should have is that the letters come through, the bills come through, I've got to pay the bill, otherwise the electricity will be cut, the gas, but he doesn't care about that. He's not worried about that bill, rather he's worried about other things. Other things. So he then is detached from the real fikr. Then the consequence will be, if he's not worried about the real deal, then the electricity will be cut, the gas will be cut. And he's worried about things. No, let me do that. I should have done this first. I should have paid the bill. I should have got the money from somewhere, earned it and paid the bill. But the electricity is cut, the meat from the meter. So fikr, concern, because we're busy in the world, occupied in the world. We're so immersed in the busyness and the worry of the world. So many issues of the world have occupied us. Obviously, we do live in the world. Obviously, and a person is busy in the occupation of the world, but he forgets the real, genuine fikr, that he forgot to give the bill, and he was worried about other pastimes, and the electricity was cut. In the same way, a person, human being living in the world, his real concern should be for akhir, hereafter. He puts the veil in front of that, he forgets the akhir. He forgets the hereafter, world, the taste of the world, enjoyment of the world. He's buried, he's occupied in the fikr, concern, issues, worries of the world, they overtake him. Rather, it's been told to us before, dunya is weak and temporary, and you're worried so much for it. What will you get? What are you going to get from the dunya? What will we get from this temporary and weak dunya? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, فَتَرْغَبُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا. May not be that the love of the world, you get trapped into it. May not be. So don't live your life in such a way that you are trapped in the love of the world. Dunya is present. Everything's around us. Things are around us. Issues are around us. So that's why for this reason, then he gets immersed and overwhelmed by the fikr of the dunya. When the fikr, concern of the world, overwhelms him, then he forgets the real concern. And when the time runs out, then just like the electricity and the gas gets disconnected, in the same way, his life gets disconnected. Life ends. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah, Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani Rahmatullah, stated that our concern for the Akhirah is ended, our concern for the hereafter has ended, and we've replaced it with other worries, other issues have surrounded us, worldly issues. So when we replace the fikr of the Akhirah with the fikr of the world, then our lifestyle will change. Then we'll work, we'll do things. We have to live, of course we have to live. Yes, so when the fikr of the Akhirah replaces the fikr of the world, then what fikr will overwhelm you, replace it? Yes, you'll work, you'll do things. But the concern you'll have is that whatever I do in the world, then first and foremost you'll think of those actions, that when he's doing an action in the world, is this spoiling my hereafter? Subhanallah. Business, occupation, home, wedding, children, house, wife. First he will think, any action he's doing whilst living in the world, because he's got fikr of Akhirah, concern for the hereafter. When the concern for the hereafter is there, and when the worldly concerns diminish, then always, whenever he's doing any action in the world, obviously you have to live, eat, drink, move around, do things, but he'll have a standard, a criteria before he implements any action. What will be his standard of action? Every action he does, then that person, before he does any action in the world, a person who's focused on the hereafter, whatever action, small, big, business, home issues, wedding, functions, someone's inviting you to a wedding, someone's inviting you to a function, because there's so many things we have to do in life. So then your fikr for the Akhirah is focused, so his standard of decision making becomes that this action I'm about to do now, will it spoil my hereafter? Will it give me issues in the hereafter? Subhanallah. When he's satisfied that this action won't spoil my hereafter or put my hereafter into negative, then he'll go towards that action in the world. And then his Akhirah will be saved. And that's where Hazrat saying that we need to change our concern, our worry and our contemplation. Both things. So number one, Hazrat said that we should have yaqeen that this dunya is temporary. It's a mirage, it's a pretend, you could say. It's short, it has no reality, it has no substance in effect. Yes, there's no solid foundation or platform. Nothing strong about this dunya, no way or form. That's the reality of the world that we need to bring in front of us. Number two, then our fikr will change. And our fikr concern will change from worry about the world to the worry for thereafter. We need to create this thinking. That's our objective. Hazrat Sahib has advised. Every murid, when he goes to a sheikh, then he should attend and visit his sheikh to improve these two factors for no other reason. If this is happening, alhamdulillah, then congratulations and successful is his visit to his sheikh. His life is improving and changing positively. That the fikr of the dunya is diminishing and he's got now yaqeen and proper certainty for the hereafter. And when he translates that worry of the world more to the worry of the hereafter, he'll do actions focused on giving him benefit in the hereafter. And to strengthen these two points, factors, as the Shaykh said, that the cure is to do dhikr kathir. Abundance of dhikr with this niyyah. When you do dhikr kathir with this niyyah intention, then your heart will be saved from the sins and these two factors will come into you. One, yaqeen will come for the hereafter, solid, that this dunya is temporary, it's nothing in reality, and in comparison to that fikr, then you will live this life. Lengthy dreams and thoughts and being drowned in dreams of the world, wasting time, running after one thing all the time. Dunya, dunya, world, world, material things. Oh, what's the point of doing so much? When I die, he died, what did he take? When he died, what did he take? Within a second, a jolt, he passed away and left everything behind him. Everything. And so if you have this concern and you do dhikr kathira, then your fikr will change, you'll understand the reality of the world and you'll do all actions in this world was living for thereafter. And when does this come about? When a person, the servant, does the dhikr of Allah. So brothers, this is a fantastic and brilliant advice from Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani Rahmatullahi, the Mujaddad after 1,000 years, who is one of the pillars of our silsala, the pillar of our silsala. Of our order, we need to correct two things. We need to correct our thinking, fikr, and we need to make yaqeen, certainty, correct with regards to this world that we're trapped in. by doing dhikr of Allah in kathir, abundance, high quantity. The amount that your shaykh has guided you and prescribed you, do this much dhikr, then do dhikr according to that and complete your ma'mulat, your daily prescription that you've been given, and follow the guidance of your shaykh, obey your shaykh, and listen to him attentively, in depth. Don't bypass his words and statements, because Allah Ta'ala has given you mercy that he has connected you to the friend of Allah. Allah is guiding you himself. Allah is guiding you when he introduces you to someone who is his friend to save you from the trap of this dunya. Allah has guided you himself and given you his friend as a guide. So it's fard on us then. We must do amal on his words and his guidance and nasiha. We should obey his words and we should obey him in our lives, so that we can attain these two factors in our lives. So may Allah Ta'ala in this blessed night to all of us give us the tawfiq, the ability, the capability that we work hard and make effort for the akhir, for the hereafter. And the real life, we should attain that. And to attain the real life, which Allah has given us this path of suluk, we should have ikhlas and sincerity. Wa akhru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.